Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought it was the perfect crime until the body was found. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Imagine this. Nexium, the case already a chilling study of manipulation and control, but now we're adding another layer, allegations of FBI evidence tampering. Survivors of DOS, the subgroup of Nexium, led by Keith Raniere, faced psychological abuse, coercion, even branding with Raniere's initials on their abdomens. Now, how does their healing evolve when even the justice system becomes part of the story? Let's start with this. How does the revelation of evidence tampering impact the psychological recovery of survivors trying to reconcile their very own experiences? Joining me to help answer that question, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. I'm just going to throw it to you right there. This could lead to a whole new chapter in this story that we thought maybe was said and done. Now we have evidence tampering allegations that look like they could be very, very real, and a lot of people who have, you know, tried to put this behind them.
Right. And I think that's the thing, put it behind them and move on. And I think for survivors of this kind of abuse, it's really important for them to be able to do that, to feel like, you know what, I've been able to close the book here and then have the kind of support I need to work through the lingering effects. But to feel like the can of worms is going to be opened again can be quite a burden for them.
And that's a big thing. I mean, the allegations here in this stem to some photos that were taken of a woman that was listed as a pseudonym at the time because they said that she was underage when Raniere took advantage of her as part of this DOS system, which involved having sex with your victims, basically coercion to have them do what he wanted them to do, all the way to holding collateral above their heads if they ever spoke about it. The argument now from the investigators, who are former FBI agents and good ones at that, saying that the metadata on those images was tampered with prior to it being shown to court, basically showing a different date that would then put that individual to being of age versus underage. never mind all the cattle branding and all the other stuff that's going on, but this is an argument that they're making to say, hey, this wasn't on the up and up in court round one. What does that mean for this case? Should he be tried again? We think he should, because this wasn't on, you know, it wasn't accurate. That's what the argument from the defense of Ranieri is saying. What's your thoughts on that, and what sort of weight should be put on that?
You know, on a personal level, I just see Ranieri as such an absolute abominable human being in every way, such a dangerous person. That piece of evidence completely aside, I think we've got more than enough evidence that this guy is so dangerous and he's done such egregious things, he needs to spend the rest of his life in prison. So that's my personal feeling on it. But then again, anytime you have evidence tampering, you know, we need to pay attention to those things. We can't have any tolerance for that. But how much of this is grounded in reality and how much of it is just an aggressive, you know, attempt to advocate for him?
And this is, it's a weird case. There's been a lot of documentaries about it. There's some people that still go back to a lot of Ranieri's teachings and say, yeah, they were beneficial. They did help me. And some that weren't necessarily involved into the world of the DOS and the sex cult that came up. How is that? I mean, what is going on here where you have a group that seems to have some benefits right off the bat, but then it gets dark very quick? We see this all too often with groups like this. Mm-hmm. How does it evolve? I mean, it seems like a slow build, but is this something that a person like Ranieri from day one, when he started this group, that was the ultimate goal? Or is it just kind of, you fall into it, you get more power piece by piece by piece, and suddenly, oh, look what I can get people to do. And you let these horrible temptations take the best of you?
Well, he's a fascinating individual because, you know, he started off selling Amway and then blended that with Scientology and a lot of psychobabble. And, you know, silly psychobabble, people can put that on and find it helpful or empowering in some kind of a, I'd say, a silly, superficial way. And he was really good at it. But I think he had really dark, ulterior motives from the beginning. I think he was just incredibly dangerous and sadistic and, you know, obviously a very smart person who knew how to manipulate other intelligent people. But he knew how to play to their vulnerabilities and make them feel special. And yeah, it's a real mix of techniques, mind control techniques that he used, and he was good at it, which makes him dangerous.
The big thing that I think a lot of people wonder about in this case still to this day is the branding, the sheer pain that one would have to go through to have like literally like a cottering iron on you, because it wasn't just a cattle brand where it's one and done, as horrible as that is. It's only drawing on you with a hot iron, which I think would be far more painful. It would take longer to get that job done. It's like if you ever burned wood, that's essentially what they're doing with flesh. And to sit there and to go through that, why? I know people pledge their allegiance in different ways. We see it in college campuses every year with fraternities and all of that. I've never understood it, no matter what. I've just like never wrapped my mind around, let me do this to prove my allegiance to you in some sort of way that's going to be harmful to me. How do you get someone's mind there of, I'm going to harm myself to show you I'm serious about this?
No, that is the strangest thing about this case for me. I mean, I'm a person that avoids blood tests because I don't like pain, you know, it's like any little thing that's painful. And I think that's how we're naturally wired, to avoid pain, right? It's protective. So I have to say, to come up with a rational reason that anybody would go along with that, I'm befuddled. I'm baffled at that aspect of this. And that's, I think, the thing that, again, how can a person make people feel like this is how you prove your loyalty to me and this is a good thing? It's really beyond my capacity to understand.
I would imagine a lot of shame comes along with that if you're looking back on it. And Maybe you should have some, maybe you shouldn't. I don't know the answer to that. It's probably a very individual thing in how you're processing it and how you're dealing with it. But I think inevitably, if you're seeing the light beyond Nexium, you're probably going, wow, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I thought this was a good idea. Mm-hmm. How does that play a role in recovery and moving on from something like this and overcoming it after you've, you know, you've experienced something like that, and you go from this is a good idea to horror realizing what happened.
Yeah. I think everybody has to go through this process of unpacking their reasons for becoming, you know, caught in that kind of a situation. And yeah, it's different for everybody, but these were obviously people with fragile parts, fragile components to their personality, vulnerabilities, and they were manipulated. And I think that's, yes, shame is something that most would experience, but probably not productive moving on. So I'd be looking at helping them gain some insight, having compassion for themselves, and then taking those lessons about, you know, what do you do with your personal power and how to keep from giving it away again. That would be the bigger picture that they'd be.
Why might some members or former members of Nexium, because it's not really a group anymore per se, why might they continue to support Ranieri, even if they weren't part of the DOS aspect of it? These things have been proven in court. The sex allegations have been proven in court. The branding's been proven in court. All of that is there. You have plenty of women who experience this, who look back on this as a horrible, horrible experience in their life, and he's in prison because of it. But you still have some that look at this guy going, Vanguard, you're my man. Is, and I don't get that either, but maybe you can enlighten me on this. It's that separating, well, this one person did good things for me. They didn't do these bad things to me, so I have no problem with them. But over here, you have people who have been abused. For me, if I see somebody abusing somebody, I'm not going to look back and go, oh, great person. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like at a restaurant, somebody's being a horrible person to the waiter or waitress. I don't want to be their friend. I don't want to continue any relationship with them if I'm just meeting them and seeing this is how they're acting to another. I don't go, well, they weren't being an ass to me, so they're okay. With something this extreme, we're talking about sexual abuse, we're talking about branding. How do some people have in their psyche the ability to separate the two and still hold on to this one belief system over here when it's very contradictory and factual right next to it?
Yeah, the human capacity for denial can be so strange, huh? It's just unbelievable that they can do that kind of a rationalization or separation. I think one of the things that's going on sometimes for some of them is that they would be so distressed if they allowed themselves to sit with the reality that this defense mechanism just kicks in and they aren't going to see it. Because if they saw it, what would that mean about them? What would it mean about all this time they invested, the money they invested, the BS that they've spouted for all these years? And it's just too much for them to allow themselves to see reality.
Ranieri has always been fairly defiant in court, really arguing that he didn't do anything wrong. Do you think he did nothing wrong, or do you think he thinks he did nothing wrong, is what I'm trying to say, from behind bars, that, you know, the sex was part of it. I mean, that's what we'll call it, or that's what he called it, rather, was sex. Clearly, it was coerced. It basically becomes rape at that point. But in his mind, it was part of the experience, part of the adulation, and part of the committing yourself to him. Mm-hmm. Not a real sane way of thinking, but in his mind, that's how it works. If you're still there, even after everyone's pointing this out, do you ever come back to seeing what is right or wrong? Or is this just, this is how it's going to equate in this guy's mind forever? So that's going to make him a danger should he ever get back out there and have that control over others again.
Yeah, you nailed it. This is how this is going to play out in his mind forever. And that's the hallmark of a dangerous psychopathic sadistic person, is they believe that they are entitled. They believe that other people are objects for them to use. They can spout this, you know, I helped them, and completely buy it. And that's, I think, why there is no repentance for someone like this, why they're not safe to walk among the rest of us.
If we were to see another trial, if in fact this is factual, that could very easily throw it back in and everything's back on the table. This happened a while ago. A lot of people have kind of moved on in silence with their lives. Some have been speaking out about it, but how difficult is it going to be, or would it be, do you think, to prosecute Ranieri a second round with people who may not want to stand up and relive all of this? You'd certainly have to, I think, be relying on some of them to come back out of the shadows and share their story. I don't know how willing they're going to want to be about something like this. Do you think that that could prevent any red flags? Should this have to go back?
I would think that even though it would be difficult to open up this box again, that there has been so much support for the survivors, I would think that, you know, that they would do it, just because at this point it's overwhelmingly obvious that this is a bad guy and he needs to be locked up. And I think that's part of healing for people too, is seeing that, as we've talked about, the bad guy goes to jail, seeing that that happens. And that can be a very important part of healing, even though it's unpleasant to do it and you hate to see them have to do it a second time. But I think for most people, it would be a good thing ultimately.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.